Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
And you don't know? Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated, excited, and influenced. Why? It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you, Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia. Yes, also now the location of Vice President, I'm going to go ahead and say Tim Kaine. Yeah, so I'm throwing that in there. But anyway, welcome to all of those that are joining us, that are listening in, that are tuning in from all across the World Wide Web. We appreciate you here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, where we bring you phenomenal guests and interviews and all that good stuff. And listen, today is no different at all. Today we are jumping right on in. Our first segment, I have a guest. She's back actually by popular demand. I've met her in person. I've read her book, actually read the book cover to cover, and she is back with us, letting us know what's going on in her world, what's coming up, and we're talking about author Tania L. Ramirez, and she is here with us to chat and catch up. And I am telling you what, you don't want to move, you don't want to miss it. We're going to catch up on what's been going on and what's coming up so that you can keep your eye out on her. Listen, she's sharing the word one story at a time. That's her motto. But then in our second segment, we want you to keep it locked right here because we're going to be talking to Elder Perry Evans. He is joining us to talk about, listen, a midnight fashion show. Y'all ain't even ready. See, I'm trying to get y'all ready. Y'all are not even ready for this. A midnight fashion show that's going to be taking place this Friday. It's New J Runway presents the Winning Series fashion show. It's going to take place during the 24th annual Holy Convocation of International Christian Ministries. Presiding Prelate, Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown. It's all going down. And listen, Hampton Roads, come on. Tidewater, come on. We're going to be at the Renaissance Portsmouth Norfolk Waterfront Hotel. The Renaissance Portsmouth Norfolk Waterfront Hotel right on 425 Water Street. But listen, we're going to be talking to, I guess he is really the master and the organizer and all of that for the Winning Series Fashion Show, which, again, is a midnight fashion show this coming Friday. Open to the public. He's going to get to hear all about it. Plus, you know what? He's kind of famous in his own right. We're going to let you know. You've seen him on TV and some other places, so we're going to fill you all in on that. But listen, this is what I want you to do. Go ahead and jump on Facebook, jump on Twitter, jump on Instagram. Hey, Instagram family that's tuning in, let them know what you're listening to and checking us out. Hello to those calling in and listening in from Charvette.com and our broadcast stations. Guess what? We love you. All right, so let's jump right on in. Again, beautiful author. She's been awarded Best New Christian Author in the past from Christian Storyteller, and she has been writing. The writing bug has bit her. Her first book, Something More Than This, was good. Something More Than This, I'm telling you what, it has some twists and some stories. So listen, let's go ahead and jump right on in. I am bringing my guest up to the mic right now, live on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, Tania. I know Tania. Hi, Tania, because I keep calling you out. I hope you are right. Tania. Hi. Ramirez, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show.
Hello, Charvette. Hello, everybody. Glad to be here.
Waving. Hello. All right. Thank you. So the last time we chatted, I'm telling you what, you were moving and shaking. What's been going on in your world?
Well, a lot's been going on, but I have to tell you, most of it wasn't writing until recently. It was here and there with the writing. Life happens, as you know. I had finished my first book and did quite well with that and had started my second one, and then we had some family crisis, and my mother-in-law ended up going home to be with the Lord, and I ended up putting my second book on the shelf. But with that being said, with the different things that I learned and experienced through that process was very helpful once I started picking up and writing again. And I really just want to thank everybody, because throughout the process, periodically people would reach out to me and be, are you writing? You know, when are you going to finish? What are you doing? You know, we're waiting. So thank you so much for that encouragement. I really would have to say it came every time I needed it to just give me that push. So thank you to everybody who cared enough to reach out and to make sure that I was doing what I was supposed to do in terms of writing. So that's what's been going on with me.
Wow. Well, certainly condolences for your mother-in-law, and love that you gave a shout-out to those readers and those fans who kind of just nudged you along. Isn't it interesting how life is, especially if you have a gift, that it pulls you often versus you having to push it? Did you feel the writing kind of pulling you along?
I did, and I felt a weight with it. I think when God gifts everybody with something. I mean, you got people who can sing, people who can dance. Everybody has something, and it's not meant for us. It is meant for us to share and to really have a story within me that could bless people and not do anything with it. There was a weight to that. So I did feel a responsibility, and it was always a blessing. And even if I didn't really feel like writing or didn't feel like I was there yet, but just to have that person say, hey, where are you? I'm waiting. You know, what's going on? When are you going to get back to it? How far are you? How much long? That kind of thing, it was great to just keep me on focus, because a lot of times it's not about us. It's really not, but we tend to think it is. So things that happen in life can sidetrack us or stop us. So it's up to us to keep it moving.
Wow, awesome. And a big shout-out to Carla R. Jenkins, who's listening in from Twitter, just retweeting us. Thank you so much there. And so let's recap the previous book, because you know what? There's new people that are getting introduced to you and all of that. So let's talk a little bit about the book that you have out. And then listeners, if you haven't read it, guess what? We're going to talk about it right now. So you can go grab it. Something More Than This. Tell listeners a little bit about this Miss Perkins from this book.
Yes. Well, Janae Perkins, who is the main character, and I think she's not unlike most women, and I believe most people do reach a point in their life where things aren't, even if they're going well, but usually when things aren't where you want them to be, where we just sit down and do a self-assessment and we just really realize there's got to be something else in life. There's got to be something more than this. I'm not satisfied. You know, what else is there? And it just tells her story. Pretty much she had reached that sweet spot in her life. Things were going well for her, but she still came to that point where she had to ask herself that question. And the story just tells about her journey and how she transitioned, how she matured, and how she grew. I am a Christian author, so it's definitely based from a Christian perspective. One thing about me being a Christian author, I try to be realistic. I remember being young and not wanting to know the Lord and not wanting to do things because in my mind, Christians didn't have fun. They were stuffy, and I really like to have fun. I like to laugh. I like to joke. So with some of the things that I had witnessed, it was nothing that really made me want to come to the Lord. So with this book, I really tried to tell a true story and tell true life, but not be stuffy and to really be transparent and real. And I feel like whether somebody is a Christian or not, whether they are black, white, yellow, green, I think there are some things that are just unique to being a woman. My book isn't limited to women, but I think if you are female, you've experienced some of the things that Janae has. You just have. You just have. It's no way that you have it. So I think it personally, I think it's a great story. I think the characters speak to everyone. There's somebody in there for everyone. It is. And I think it's a fun read as well.
It sure is. And you pull us in right from the very beginning. So can you describe how the story opens up and unfolds?
Yes, the way the story opens up, it's Janae reflecting on about the past 12 months in her life. She's come to a point where she's more grounded. She's about to make a big step in her life, and she has family and friends waiting. She's very excited, and she's really reflective, and she just looks back at what has transpired, and she looks at the different things that brought her to where she is on that day. And that's how it starts, and it just goes back, and then at the end it brings you current with her story.
All right, so is there a love story mixed in here?
There is definitely a love story. I feel like it's a twofold love story, one with the Lord, but then also, yes, there's a love story. She does have a love interest, and it's really interesting because sometimes I feel like God gives you stuff that you didn't necessarily know that you wanted, or sometimes he has something for you, but you have to be ready to receive it. If you don't understand the gift, you may misuse it. You won't fully appreciate it. So there's definitely a love story in there, and it covers friendship. It covers relationships, whether with friends, people you work with, family. It covers all of that.
All right, there you have it, there you have it. And listen, you can pick it up a couple places. So I know one place is Amazon, but they can also definitely get it from your website. Let them know how to pick it up from your website.
Yes, you can go directly to my website, and it's www.TaniaRamirez.com. I know that's a handful, but that's T as in Tom, A-W-N-I-A. Ramirez, R-A-M-I-R-E-Z as in zebra, TaniaRamirez.com. You can get it there. I definitely love book clubs, getting in front of people and really having an opportunity to talk to them. I really get joy from that and hearing, well, I like this particular character, that person I didn't know. I was mad with you when you did this. You know, why did you do this? I love having that interaction. So love my book clubs. There's something special for my book clubs on my website. So definitely go out and check me out, and as an excerpt as well.
Okay, so there you have it. So that's great. I think it's awesome when you can cater to book clubs because there's so many people. I think it's a really good thing to have a group of people go through a book, and because sometimes one person will pick out one thing that you know that really jumped out at them, and another person will pick out something else. You say, "Oh, I didn't even pay much attention to that." So book clubs, take her up on that offer right now. All right, so that's the first book. So let's talk about what is coming. Is a sequel or a prequel coming?
It's actually a sequel, which was not my plan, to be quite honest with you. I had started another book and was well into the other book, but people were reaching out to me, letting me know that they wanted to know more about Janae. I didn't really consider doing a sequel originally, but I didn't rule it out. And the way the story ended, there were definitely some things that still could be addressed with the characters, especially Sydney. A lot of people ask me about Sydney, surprisingly, because she was one of the characters that I didn't feel was most likable personally, but I was really surprised about how people inquired about Sydney. So this is a sequel, and it's called Careful What You Ask For, because there's a lot of times in life where we think we want something, we just have to have it, and then guess what? We get it. And then the story starts. So it's called Careful What You Ask For, and you're visiting Janae later in life, not much later, but things have transpired from the end of the book, and she's going on with her life, and it just tells her story. There are some things from the past that come up that were unexpected. expect it and catches her off guard, and it's how she deals with it. She's still continuing on her spiritual journey, and although she'd like to think she was at a certain point, she realizes that she's not. And so it just tells that story and revisits some relationships. There are a lot of shock and awe moments in this book. I really have to tell you that I've enjoyed writing it. Just like readers go through the journey when they read a book, I experience that when I write. So a lot of times I don't know what's happening either. So I'm having the same reaction as people that read it. So I'm really excited, very excited. And I think people who like the first book will definitely appreciate the second one.
Yeah, because we want to know what happened and what's going on and what's the continuation. So we want to know that. So can you give us a sneak peek of what the title will be? Anything, any hot off the press information you can give our listeners?
Definitely. The title is going to be called Careful What You Ask For, and I just think it's going to be awesome. I think it's very telling in the title because, like I said, that old adage, careful what you ask for because you just might get it, that's what happens with Janae. The life that she thought she wanted, the life that she finally got, ended up not being the life that she expected, and she's not quite sure if she wants it. Hopefully within a month or two, I expect to have some type of excerpt or at least the back matter telling you a little more about the story. I just can't tell too much for those who haven't read the first book because I think it'll have a spoiler for them.
Okay,
but I will say this.
Yes,
the person who hasn't read the first book, you can definitely pick up the second book and know what happened. So even if you just did the second book, you would know. But I definitely encourage you to read the first one first.
Okay, wonderful. And so one more time, let listeners know how they can pick it up and connect with you and all that good stuff.
Yes, definitely from my website, www.taniaramirez.com. Anywhere that books are sold, you can get it. You can even get it from barnesandnoble.com. You can get it for your Kindle. You can get an electronic version from Amazon as well. It's also in audio. You can do a digital download from my publisher, which is tatepublishingandenterprises.com, and you can also get it in a disc series if you wanted to listen to it in your car. I do want to just do a quick little shout out. My cousin, April Watts, actually did the audio. She's a DJ up in Baltimore. So shout out and thank you for that, that she took the time to do that for me. So she's great on the audio. Also, too, you can reach out to me if you're looking for me. You can find me on Twitter at Tania L. Ramirez.
Okay, and I have tweeted. So I know you're following me, listeners, twitter.com/Charvette, and that's a quick connection point. Also on Facebook, if you're connected on Facebook, I've also posted in court.
Yes.
That's facebook.com/Charvette, all that good stuff right there. So you say that writing, you consider writing a ministry. Now, that may be a different thought. Writing is ministry. Talk a little bit about how you consider writing ministry.
Writing is a ministry in two ways for me. One way, it's a ministry that blesses me personally. I like to write and I like to talk. I really like to communicate. So that's an area where the Lord has really blessed me and given me the opportunity to do that. I just love words and I always have. So it's just an expression of that. But also where it becomes a ministry for other people is the Lord has allowed me to tell stories that are really, really reflective of the life that people live. So I'm able to tell it in a story form. I'm able to address some things in a book that maybe necessarily somebody may not want to hear, maybe like in a church setting. I'm not saying don't go to church. I definitely believe in going to church. But sometimes it's just that dangling carrot to wet somebody's mm-hmm. whistle and get them interested. My book covers everything from tithing to sex to forgiveness, anger. It covers everything. The other thing that I like to do with my books is in the back of the book, I really like to provide scripture references just for the different things that we covered in the book, because some people may not even have a Bible, but maybe there's yeah. something going on. Maybe they're dealing with depression or anger or something like that, to be able to flip to the back of the book and find you a few scriptures on anger at that moment can be helpful. So I look at it as a ministry to be able to get the word to somebody that may not have received it any other way. And I do think it's a ministry because I don't write what I want to write. I write what the Lord gives me. And I personally believe that we are in the image of the Lord. So I'm the type of person who likes to have fun. I like to laugh. So I believe God is like that too. I'm made in his image. So he can appreciate yeah. a joke. He can appreciate a good story. And I don't believe God is stuffy, because I'm not stuffy. So just showing that about the Lord and just showing that he is welcoming and opening and that kind of thing. I'm really not into thus saith the Lord and, you know, that's not my personality. So, and it took me a while to realize that God wasn't like that. But when I got it, I got it. So I try to use my writing to reflect that.
You know what? I love how you put that. And I wanted you to share that because sometimes people may feel, well, I just write and that's, you know, I'm just writing. I'm just out here writing. But they don't necessarily consider it a ministry, like on the level of a minister or some, you know, of that level. But really, it's ministry, because if someone picks up your book who doesn't know the Lord, doesn't know, you know, they just heard that it was a good book, and then you've been able to intertwine and interweave in the story about God, he can speak through anything and use anything. And if there are those that are out there that are saying, I have some ideas, I kind of want to write, I don't know where to start, I don't know, or I have like half of the book written, but I keep hitting roadblocks. Any advice or tips or guidance you would give that person that's listening?
Yes, I definitely would. One, in terms of actually doing the writing, just like people exercise, you have to exercise writing. So what I would recommend mm-hmm. is for somebody who wants to start writing, it's really simple, but it's true. Write something every day. I recommend doing it around the same time every day. Start off with 10 minutes. Give yourself a basic topic, because the exercise is that you're getting used to writing and you're getting your writing juices flowing. Once you do that, start extending your time. But the good part about that is it develops you. It allows you to think on the fly. You really won't run into having blocks where writer's block, where you just can't write at all. But also, if you're like me and you have a family and you live with other people, if you're writing at the same time every day, that's more for them, the time that you do it. So they know from this time to this time, you are not available because this is what you do. And people will test you to see how committed you are and how serious you are. But if they see that this is your time, they will begin to appreciate that and respect it. And you'll see that you have your time. And you'll see that what was really a struggle to get out in 10 minutes, you'll look up and it's been an hour and you're still writing. So definitely with that. The other thing that I would say is be willing to invest in your craft. If you're not willing to invest in your craft, no one else will be either. So they won't want to buy your book. They may not want to come see you or take it seriously. So I would say, in terms of investment, find out about classes. There are online classes and different things like that people can avail themselves to, get involved with some type of writing group, some type of writing group where you're with other writers and you can toss off ideas, you can learn things. I'm part of American Christian Fiction Writers, and we have stuff where maybe somebody's writing a book, but they're going to do something that involves a mechanic. They're not a mechanic because they're a writer, but to be able to put something out there, hey, what do you know about carburetors or this, that, and the other, and to be able to get that feedback. That I would say invest in a writer's conference. You don't have to spend a whole lot of money, but find one that's local, that's nearby, where you can learn tips from marketing to doing a media kit to whatever. Again, that's an investment. And then the last thing I would say, which was the best advice ever given to me, I would recommend doing it as if money were not an issue. Whatever level of excellence you want to be accepted at when you put your information out, that's how you have to start. You have to present yourself the way you want to be received from the beginning to the end. So maybe investing in a website may not have been something that you considered, but it's worth the investment. I'm not saying break the bank. Do your research. There's a lot of things out there. You know, live within your means while you're doing it, but don't be cheap. And the last thing I'll say about that.
Wait a minute. I got to put a pause right there, girl, because you talking better than they shouting. Wait a minute. I got to stick a pause. Like, you, listen, you need to do some teleseminars, some webinars or something for authors, because you just dropped so much, like, boom, 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 boom. This is what you need to be doing. And it was all so good. But I got to reiterate and hit back on that point about investing in yourself and presenting yourself at the level you want to come out at. And, you know, oftentimes I say to authors or writers or really anyone else, are you buying other people's books? Are you buying anything, and then you're sitting back wondering why people aren't buying your books? Because it's a law of the atmosphere. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. Keep going with that last tip.
What I meant about being cheap, having a book edited can be expensive. When I first started out, having a book edited was anywhere from $3 a page to $5 a page. Now it's anywhere from $50 an hour. That's an investment that you really need to do. And starting off, I didn't want to do that. So I initially picked an editor based on price. But the thing was, this person edited medical journals and had nothing to do with my genre. So when I was looking for character development or continuity and different things like that, she really wasn't able to advise me. And then I got the impression that my book wasn't good, which set me back another 3 months because my feelings were hurt and I was licking my wounds. And my husband sat me aside and said, look, if money wasn't an issue, how would you have done this? And I told him, and he said, then that's what I need you to do. So I would say do your research. Research everything. There's always a good price. I'm not telling you to be cheap, but you have to determine what value you want, what monetary value you want to put on things. But I will tell you, having your book edited is the most important part. So I would not cut corners with that. But take your time even with researching editors as well.
Because, listen, honey, if your book is jacked up, they will tear it up on Amazon, the editing.
Mm-hmm.
The book can be, the content can be good, but if the editing is bad, that's definitely something I've heard authors from celebrities all the way down say, you know, people will tear them up in the Amazon reviews about editing. So listen, you gave so much good information. Please tell people how they can connect with you, your website, and also pick up the book that you already have out.
Yes, and I do, just to let everybody know, I do speaking engagements, and some of the things that I talked about is definitely some things that I cover. And by trade, I'm in the financial industry, so I've even done some things on finances and the word, but this is my heart of hearts. But definitely, as I mentioned before, my website, TaniaRamirez.com, you can email me at contacts@TaniaRamirez.com. That's TawniaRamirez. And you can also reach me, as I mentioned before, on Twitter. Tweet me. That's Tania L. Ramirez.
Okay, I love that. And so my last question for you, the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And we want to know what continues to motivate you. Big question.
What continues to motivate me is I always want to do better. I always want to be forward moving. Since I was young, probably in high school, I just came up with the conclusion that if I'm not moving, if I'm not growing, then I'm dead, because things that don't move and grow are dead. So for me, always moving, always growing, but more so with my relationship with the Lord. What one thing that I've learned is that no matter how long you've been in a relationship with the Lord, no matter how much you think you know, there's still so much to learn and to do and to always be better. And I'm not perfect. I'm human. So when I drop the ball, like I had a little testy day yesterday, I really wasn't proud of my day yesterday, but knowing that I have a whole nother day to get it right, so I'm always working to evolve and grow, so that motivates me to do better.
Wonderful. And listen, I got to give a shout out to author LaTanya Boyd. She's listening in from Facebook, and she's just blowing up. Like, she's like, oh my goodness, this is exactly what people need to hear. Sow into others, invest, grow your business. Like, you got to go back on to Facebook and just look at it. She's been just chatting all the whole entire show. Thank you so much, author LaTanya Boyd, for listening in and keeping up with us. And listen, I got to give up my own plug, because one of my customers is hanging out in the chat room. Hey, Carla R. Jenkins. And she said, you better plug your web design skills, Charvette. So listen, because my customer told me, y'all check out charvettemitchell.com. As was mentioned, you want to invest in a good website that will showcase your brand. So charvettemitchell.com is where I can help you with that. All right, we are up. Our time is up. So listen, I'm going to have you back when the sequel to the book comes out so we can hear all that good stuff. And I may even need to have you back before then, because you just need to, I think, speak into the authors, because you just have so much to offer. So we'll stay connected with you.
Yes. Well, thank you, everybody, for your time. And thank you so much, Charvette.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, listeners, we're going to a commercial break. And listen, when we get back, I'm telling you, it's going to be hot in the virtual studio. It's going to be hot in the virtual studio because I have some dynamic people that are joining me. And listen, you thought you were getting just one. I got a 3-for-1 deal on this one. We're going to be talking about New J Runway Presents the Winning Series Fashion Show, a midnight fashion show. Y'all not even ready. I'm trying to get you ready. A midnight fashion show taking place this Friday, August 5th, 2016, midnight, Renaissance Portsmouth Norfolk Waterfront Hotel. This is all a part of the 24th Annual Holy Convocation of International Christian Ministries. And I'm telling you, the organizers and some models and some designers all joining me in the virtual studio in just a few seconds. I have Elder Perry Evans. I have Sister Chantel Cox and Brother Ryland Moses joining me. So don't move. We're going to be right back. Don't you go anywhere.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
Introducing contemporary gospel artist Deani with the new hit debut single titled The Blood on Remare Records.
Oh, they slay me, crucify me. I have been washed in the blood, I'm reading.
Purchase Deani's new hit single on iTunes, Amazon in February. Once again, be sure to check out contemporary gospel artist Deani with the new hit debut single titled The Blood on Remare Records. Follow Deani on Twitter, Facebook by going online to DeaniMusic.com. That's spelled DeaniMusic.com. That's DeaniMusic.com.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back again to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. We're broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but heard all across the world wide web. Hello to all those that are hanging out on the phone lines. Y'all blowing it up over there. I see you, those that are in the chat room. Hello. Those that are listening in from Instagram, from Twitter, from Charvette.com, from Facebook, from all across the world wide web, we say hello. So listen, we're jumping right on into our next segment. My guests have been hanging out in the virtual green room while they have been waiting to talk to you guys. So I know they've been enjoying some virtual snacks. So I'm bringing up to the mic first, the first person I'm bringing up to the mic, and then I'm going to let him kind of introduce and tell us about everyone else that's with him and with us in the virtual studio. Elder Perry Evans, listen, he is a celebrity in his own right. You've seen him on TV. He's traveled internationally singing. I'm just going to let him introduce himself, but I'm really excited to have him on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show right now, live. Elder Perry Evans, how are you?
Good evening. Good evening, everyone. I'm great, Charvette. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. So glad to have you on the show.
That's awesome. I'm excited to be on your show. Your show. Yes, I'm excited
to
be here.
Oh, yes.
But yes,
but
my
listen.
Name is Perry Evans.
Yes.
I have Chantel Cox with me, which is my blood sister, by the way, and my other brother, Rollin Moses. They are part of the New J Runway team.
All right. And listen, I'm bringing them up to the mic right now, and they are live, both live on the air. Hey, welcome, you guys. Welcome.
Hello.
All right. We got a 3-for-1 deal today on the show, so I'm really glad
party
to have you
guys. Party with Charvette.
Yes! Online party, virtual party. Y'all just gotta get with us. But listen, okay, so let's talk about, first of all, Perry, I want you to just share a little bit about, you know, Virginia State University and just the great things, the TV and all that stuff, just real quickly you've been able to do so the listeners kind of refresh their memory. They might have seen your picture and thought, I've seen that guy before. Yes, you're right, you have. So just tell them a little bit about that.
Okay, great. I am the current director of the Virginia State University Gospel Chorale. I've been, this will be my 9th year as the director. I started directing the choir in 2007. And God has blessed me to travel all over the world with them in ministry. We just returned, last year we returned with the National Choir Award from the Steve Harvey Hoodie Awards competition.
Yes.
Won $10,000 first prize. And then in the month of December, we flew over to Europe and toured all over Europe, from Hungary to Switzerland to back to Rome. And then in the spring, this past spring, we went to Kentucky and won the first place in the National Collegiate Gospel Competition, and we brought home $17,000. So God has really been an amazing God to us, and it has favored us over all of these years to win so many awards. A few years back, you may remember, we were quarterfinalists on the NBC show America's Got Talent, and it's just been an amazing ride. So I thank God for it.
Awesome. I definitely wanted to acknowledge that and recognize that, because you are at the forefront of all of that. And so your leadership there is, we applaud you for that. And so now we're transitioning to talk about fashion. So we've talked about the music, and you have always been someone who just likes to dress. And so tell us about and I want to hear from Rylan and also Chantel. Tell us about how this fashion show, a midnight fashion show at a convocation, came about. How did that happen?
Okay, it was very, very weird, very random. I know God had put it in my spirit, so I can't give any credit but to him. It was last year convocation about this time, maybe about a month before convocation started. I was talking to our awesome leader, our chief apostle, Alice Brown, and I was just sharing with her about the idea, like, we should do a fashion show during convocation. And because she's such a fashionable leader, and she set such a high, great example for our young women and our older women in the kingdom worldwide. She's just an awesome example fashionably. Why don't we just do a fashion show? And she immediately got excited about the idea and jumped on it and began pushing me. You know, like your mom pushed you to say, go, go, go. She's like our spiritual mother that pushed me to say, go. So we brought it up, and we weren't able to make it happen last year due to a time constraint. But this year, God spoke to our bishop one service, and he brought it up again, not even knowing that we had fully had the conversation with Chief Apostle about it. And that's what confirmed it. And that's what said, okay, now this year's the time to do it. So we hit the ground running. Chief Apostle said, I'm here if y'all need me, whatever y'all need me to do. And I pulled the team together, and we started making moves. And it's been about 2 months now. We've been nonstop working to make sure that we put together a display of excellence. And this is what our leaders teach us to do in all things that we do. Especially in the name of International Christian Ministries, we will do it in excellence. So,
yes,
I'm excited.
And after months of preparation, we are just days away. It's taking place this Friday. And big shout out to Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown, presiding prelate of International Christian Ministries. Yes, yes, yes. Been featured on the show, friends of the show, listens. Big shout out to our pastor, Prophet Joel Vincent Brown, a frequent listener of the show. He may even be listening in now. So thank you. Thank
we
you,
love
thank
you, Bishop.
And so tell me about your team, because I want to bring Chantel and Rylan into this. So tell me what everybody's doing, everybody's role, how y'all got this put together.
Well, Rylan and Chantel, they are pretty much the part of the logistics team, and but they've done so much more than logistics. They've been the running man and woman, and making sure that everybody is here and in attendance and where they need to be. So they've actually split some dual roles here and there. So I'll just let them talk about what they've actually contributed to the process.
Okay, we'll go with ladies first. Chantel, welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. And tell us a little bit about your role and kind of just what you're looking forward to with this midnight fashion show.
Well, my role is to pretty much assist Elder Perry. He has taught me a lot with fashion also. So my role is pretty much to make sure that everybody is just compliant. Make sure everybody have everything they need to make sure that it is done in excellence. I'm excited to be able to even be a part of the crew as well as one of the models in the fashion show. Some of the great pieces that Elder Perry have created himself, so I'm very excited, and I hope that that it, you know, it turned out really good, because I'm really, really excited. Like, I don't know what else to say. Just so excited.
We're just excited.
It's been so much work, but I know it's going to pay off, and we just want our leaders to be happy, and just the fellowship to be great.
Oh, and listen, Prophet Joel, Bishop Joel Vincent Brown is listening, and he said, awesome, he loves us all. Awesome, he loves us all. Check him out online, listeners, Vincent-Ministries.com, JVB Movement. Check him out.
Yes,
check him out.
JVB.
All right, so Rylan, tell us, and you, I know, Rylan, you are a, oh, my goodness. So Rylan did, I'm all over the place. I wish this was video right now, because Rylan did this beautiful flower arrangement lapel piece for me for a Stella Award. So you've just been doing stuff in the fashion. That was a couple years ago. Rylan, tell us about your role and what you're looking forward to this coming Friday.
Hello, everyone. I'm glad to be on the show, Elder Charvette.
No problem.
as Chantel said, you know, we are assisting my brother, Elder Perry Evans. I'm very excited for the show. I'm excited for the different scenes that we have. And I think two of my favorite is most definitely it's going to be Chief Scene and Coming to America Scene. So I'm very excited. Oh. You know, we definitely have Chief Apostle is definitely a trendsetter, and I think that's where I get my fashion forward from, because she takes risks, I take risks, my brother take risks. So I'm just very excited. So I hope when it comes to fruition that everyone will enjoy, you know, the fashion show.
I am sure. And listeners, for those that are just tuning in, hey there, welcome. Let me just give you the deets on what we're talking about, what's going on. We're talking about the 24th Annual Holy Convocation of International Christian Ministries. It's taking place August 4th, 5th, and 6th, this Wednesday, this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. We're going to be in the beautiful Portsmouth, Norfolk, Virginia Beach, Tidewater, Hampton Roads, all of y'all. Listen, we're going to be at the Renaissance Portsmouth, Norfolk Waterfront Hotel, Renaissance Portsmouth, Norfolk Waterfront Hotel, right at 425 Water Street. And this particular event is within that holy convocation. It's New J Runway presents the winning series, fashion show at midnight on Friday, August 5th. Completely free, completely open to the public. So join us. So, Rylan, you started talking about the scenes. So tell the listeners, like, what are all the scenes you all have put together? I mean, unless it's, you know, can we have a sneak peek at least, kind of tell us what scenes y'all put together? I don't know if it's a surprise or not.
You can give him a sneak peek. He already gave us enough sneak peek.
Right.
Right.
Was it supposed to be a surprise?
Sneak peek. No, it's fine. We have incorporated pretty much every age group or every category. We got have scenes from a children's scene entitled Future Me is where our children display their adulthood in the form of fashion, and everything from masquerade balls to Coming to America to princess and queens, and it's going to be an amazing mixture of fashion. So you're going to really enjoy it.
Okay.
The whole theme of it being the winning series, it was inspired by our Chief Apostle. If anybody know her or follow her on social media, they know that she hashtag we win. Anything other than we win is unacceptable and definitely uncomfortable. And so I was trying to think of a title and a theme for the show, and I just keep hearing we win. So that's why we named it the winning series, because everything that we do is we win. The song, all I do is win, no matter
what.
That is right. Exactly what we do. We expect to win. It's our expectation daily. So,
we're
going to enjoy the scenes. The scenes are going to be great.
Yeah.
The models
are
great, too.
The models. So let's talk about the models. Shout out some of the models you have.
Some of the models, I wanted to have Elder Charvette as one of my models,
yes,
but I knew that she would be busy with just promoting this awesome Holy Convocation Week. So she has contributed a great deal to the International Christian Ministry. But the other models would be Chantel Cox, Rylan Moses. They're part of the team, but I have some awesome models, some untapped potential. Taylor, we have Donitra, Tania, Cameron Pope. He's actually, many people know him as a drummer, but you're going to see his model side at this fashion show this time. We have our little bits. We have Kieran, Kristen, Ayana, Acacia, Josiah, Tion. They are all our little bit. That's we call our little church.
And they're going to be, they're ready, they're excited. And that's the thing that has really motivated me through this. The young people are excited about it. So because they have their energy, even when we're tired and getting frustrated, their energy, they're bouncing around the church, waiting to go for, waiting to walk down the aisle for their scene, listening for their music to turn on. And that's what kind of lightens the mood and brings the joy back into the mix of everything. And so, yes, it has been frustrating. It has been a lot of stresses involved. But like Chantel was saying earlier, once everything comes together, we know that we've put this in God's hands. We already know that it's going to work out. And we're going to win at the end.
We win.
And we're going to have victory. So I'm excited. We have, so I have a few people that I would like to shout out if it's okay.
Yes. Please, yes.
Okay, we have an awesome photographer that's going to be the photographer for this
event.
Yes. He also made the flyers for the event. His name is Micah Richardson. He's a recent graduate of Virginia State University, and his talents are endless. Graphic design, everything, you name it. But he's an awesome photographer,
wonderful.
And he's going to be there in the building on Friday night taking some nice runway shots so that we can be able to post a few on the website and share it with those who could not attend. Also, I want to shout out to some of the other teammates or team members that weren't able to call in, and that is Courtney Freeman. She's done an awesome job. She has a lot of experience in runway and fashion shows from high school, and she has brought a lot to the table as far as for the models and the prep time. Also, Nina Manley, she stepped in when we needed her to pick up the pieces. She stepped in and went straight to work. You know, many that know Nina knows that we call her everything to all people. If you need her, she can change her hat and go to work for you. So I really appreciate it. She's also my best friend. And some of the others who have actually, the parents, shout out to the parents who brought their children out.
Thank you.
We could not have done that without them, and we really appreciate their contribution to this whole process. So we thank you so much to the parents, the deacons, from opening the doors, the sound crew, everything. It's been a very congested few weeks leading up to this point, but God will get the glory, and the reward is definitely at the end. So I'm excited about it.
Wonderful. And listen, we have a shout out from Facebook author Latanya Boy saying, "Modeling for Jesus." Yes. Yes. Thank you for listening. So I would love to hear from each of you, since all of you really are fashionistas, I consider you, some tips for those that are listening. Let's talk about summer tips. We're kind of coming to the end of the summer, but, you know, some people still have some vacation scheduled. They're getting ready to go. So I'd love to hear from each of you. Maybe a couple of your top must-haves or some ideas around some things you can pull together that look nice for the summer. If there are those that are listening that are either going on vacation or just some nice outings they have for the summer, I would love to hear from each of you just some tips you have for our listeners around summer wear. And I'm going to start with Chantel, go with Rylan, and end up with Perry. Ladies first,
Really?
just your, because you're so fashionable, so, you know, just your own opinion and tips you would give.
Tips I would give. Well, you know,
we could go in reverse if you need a few seconds.
Yeah, let's reverse.
We're going to do that. All right, Perry, we're going to start with you, because I know you could just right off the cuff.
For the summer. The summertime, especially, and I'm speaking in whether it's work, church, or school, or what have you, or vacation. Summertime is a time where most people put on less garments or lighter wear. For guys, I would suggest always keep a blazer, a lightweight blazer. And maybe an open collar shirt. I know some of the long shirts are in style now with the zippers on the side or the vents on the side, but something really comfortable.
But the thing that will make a good outfit is a slim fit pant. They don't have to be tight, but slim tapered leg at the bottom, and find you a nice loafer with some no-show socks. And that way your feet won't be sweaty in your shoes, but you'll still have that cool look where you can open your collar on your shirt, no tie, a nice pair of fitted slacks with some loafers and no socks. For women, I would say, you know, always the flowy skirts. The maxis are in now. So you kind of dress
a maxi skirt up.
Yes, you wear them very well.
Thank you.
So you have your maxi skirt. You can do like a t-shirt top with a maxi skirt and some sandals or some flip-flops, and you can still look cool and comfortable. And then you can take that same outfit and turn around and have to go to an evening event and put on a pair of sandal pumps with a nice collar shirt and throw on a few curls and pull your hair back and some shades. Put a nice little bag on your shoulder. You looking real fashionable for the evening. And it's a
look at that. That's what I'm talking about.
I don't even have to say anything.
He covered for you. He covered.
Thank you.
Brother covered for
Terry.
Awesome. Rylan, anything you want to add? Tips for those that are listening just for the summer, finishing up the summer wear with their fashion?
I would say Perry took the slim fit, but I would do, like, guys, I would do, like, a nice trouser or, you know, a lightweight trouser and a, you know, short sleeve button up and, you know, this oversized casual T-shirt thing is in now, so I would do that. Ladies, he just said maxi skirt. I would, you know, a nice flowy, you know, poncho type shirt, you know. Yeah, that's what
all
I would
right,
do.
All right, there you go. Ponchos are in. They went, you know, everything. Would you all say that fashion repeats itself?
Yeah.
Oh, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
because
I enjoy
it. Because I know Chantel and Perry,
it.
you all are thrift store shoppers. Like, y'all can find stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
I actually went to the thrift store after work today, and I had to pick up a few more things, and you'll be surprised at how the transformation will happen.
Yeah.
And you don't have to even put in a whole lot of work. But thrifting is very it's been a part of my biweekly routine since probably about maybe 2000, 2001. I started thrifting a whole lot, and now I'm able to shop for others. I do a whole lot of secret shop or personal shoppers, right?
Yeah, personal.
So I do a lot of personal shopping, and most people, they'll see what we have on, or they'll see what I put together, and they say, "Where did you get that from?" And they'd be surprised to know that it was for a little or nothing. Some dresses $5, suits $15. Then these $100 suits that you can find for a little of nothing. So you just as a wind down. So it kind of, it's like a therapy for me to go out and shop.
Yes, retail therapy.
Pray for me. Pray to God replenish my checking account. But
no, I think that's good. That's being a good steward over the finances and the resources God has given you. And so thrifting, do they have clothes for all sizes?
All sizes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, all sizes.
All right. So there you go, Curvy Sisters that's listening. We don't have no excuse. They have all sizes. No excuses for anybody to look crazy. So let's recap again. Thank you for those that are listening in, those that have been hanging out on Facebook and in the chat room. Hey, we see you. Thank you. A shout out from Facebook says, "This sounds awesome." So, again, this coming Friday, August 5th, 2016, at midnight. See, y'all not even ready. At midnight. Renaissance
Fortuna,
Norfolk Waterfront Hotel. It's open to the public. Join us at 425 Water Street. This is a part of an event within the 24th annual Holy Convocation that is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Go to convocationicm.com. convocationicm.com. If you're following me on Facebook, facebook.com/Charvette, I've been posting, so it's easy to connect there. Download our mobile app and join us. You're invited, certainly for the whole entire convocation, you are invited on Thursday night, August 4th at 7:30 p.m., Pastor Stephen Martin from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
He is the speaker. There's a late night musical. Oh, my goodness, there's so much going on. Late night musical that Thursday. That Friday all day is Founders Day. And Friday at 12 noon, you can hear from the presiding prelate, Chief Apostle Olive C. Brown. Then Friday night at 7:30 p.m., right from the Norfolk area, Pastor Christian Hines. You can
yeah.
hear from him. And then midnight is the New J Runway presents the winning series late night fashion show. Listen, there's going to be health screenings. If you want to get moving, JVB movement on Friday morning at 8 a.m., there's morning prayers, there's consecration services, all of that. Listen, you got to run over to convocationicm.com and get all that information and check it out. All right, so as we wrap up, I'd love for each of you kind of just to share how people can connect with you on social media. And if you're available for a styling or any of that, just let them know. So let them know how they can connect with you and if you are available for a styling or any other services they can hire you for.
Cool.
And we'll start with Perry.
Okay. My name is Perry. Most people know me as Sir Perry A. Evans II. I can be reached on Instagram, Sir Perry, SIRPERRY, one word, or Facebook, Sir Perry A. Evans II. And yeah, I'm available whenever the dust settle after convocation.
Right. Don't call before convocation. Right. All right. Great. Great to have you. All right, Rylan, your contact information.
I'm definitely on Facebook, Rylan Moses. I can definitely be reached on Instagram. My Instagram name is Rylan_thecreator. So, yeah, I'm available anytime.
All right, there you go. Last but not least, Chantel, if you would like to give out contact information.
Sure. I'm Chantel Cox. I can be reached on Facebook. My name is Chantel Cox on Facebook. Very simple. I can be reached on Instagram, Chantel816. So that's Chantal816.
All right, there you have it. Well, listen, it's been fun having you guys here and just hearing
yes.
kind of the behind the scenes and all that. And we look forward to the fashion show this Friday.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so, so much. All right, listeners, guess what? That is a wrap for today. Check back with us next week. Again, awesome, phenomenal shows and interviews that we have lined up. You definitely don't want to miss anything. Check me out at Charvette.com for all of our past shows. And, of course, to get a replay of this show and to hear the podcast, go over there. And until next time, peace. And
live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at Charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.